Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined with a surprise co-host today, Alan Broyhill.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, good to have you on mic, Alan.
Good to have, I'm happy to be here. What's going on with your voice, bud?
I don't know, man. You know me, I'm tend to be a big talker around campus, and throat's just a little scratchy today. So yeah, we're going to make this happen.
It sounds great. Number one, just keep hydrating. If you guys hear Jeff hydrating, that's what this is.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, for sure. We want him to be able to speak later.
Yeah, for sure. I got to go upstairs here in a little bit and get it going. So Alan, are you excited about our guest today?
You know what? I really am. This has been we've been planning this for
quite some time.
Five weeks or so.
Yeah, we've really built this up to get this person in the podcast booth.
She wasn't even here on campus, and we were already asking her if she would do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you definitely spearheaded this, you know, the reverend side of you went after it. And so before we talk about how you got that nickname, let's go ahead and introduce our guest.
Yeah, we are joined here today with the one and only Vicky Love.
Good morning, everybody, or good day. It's a pleasure to be here and in the booth in the downstairs inner sanctum of Skyterra.
Welcome, Vicky. I'm so stoked to have you on air. And Vicky, you have a dog named Nellie, right?
I do. Nellie. Nellie Elizabeth Marie Love.
Yeah. And just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, Vicky Love is not a made up name. That is her real name.
Yeah.
I know it has a nice ring to it. Nellie's probably getting up there as far as dogs go with being around campus like Carl.
Yeah, no kidding. There are certain dogs when guests bring them that just become iconic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody knows Nellie from afar. It doesn't matter how close or how far.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Nellie, and Nellie loves everybody.
She's a social butterfly.
She is. She's a service dog, right?
She's a therapy dog.
She's been well trained.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember maybe Vicky's first few weeks here on campus, Lindsay, dietitian at Skyterra, we were out taking a walk, and there Vicky was just walking around with Nellie out on the trails. It was super cute. Vicky, could you let us know how did Alan get this name, the Reverend? That's new.
Well, just recently I had the privilege and pleasure of officiating my niece's wedding out in the Pacific Northwest. Mm. And Alan has been asked by some dear friends of his to officiate their wedding.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
So, yeah. We're going to be, we're both going to be clergy here soon.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to get
it done. Or I already am.
I'm going to get it done. And she was so kind. I keep saying I'm going to marry my friends. Apparently, that's not what you say.
No.
Apparently,
that can sound weird.
Yeah, I'm going to officiate them.
Yeah,
with their
super
wedding.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Well, I feel like I'm in elite company. And Alan, how about you go ahead? Let's get to know Vicky and explain why she's here with us today.
Yeah. Vicky, so this is your second time at Skyterra, right?
Correct. I was back here in March and April, or April and May.
Yep. And how long were you here for?
6 weeks that time and 6 weeks this time.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Both times I've come for your Lose Smart program as well.
Gotcha. So that's kind of why we're here today. We wanted to talk and get your perspective on our Skyterra Lose Smart program. You know, being that it's a 4 week program, typically you stayed for 6 weeks. We felt that you would have an amazing perspective on our program and what all it involves. And we just wanted to hear a little bit about that. So before you came to Skyterra, what were your reasons for wanting to come do our Lose Smart program? How did you find us?
Well, I was at a tipping point in my life. I had lost my husband. He had passed away. And then so I had this year of grief followed by a year of COVID. Ugh. And I was isolating. I was grieving. I wasn't taking care of myself. And I was really just spiraling off the rails. And I'd kind of just given up on myself. I think that it was exacerbated by COVID.
Of course.
Just because
of course. Makes sense.
I lived on 16 acres on a point of land on a kind of, you know, very isolated piece of property. All the other properties around me.
Not a lot of people around, huh?
Yeah. So, so I was eating too much, drinking too much. And then to top it all off, I got plantar fasciitis on both feet.
Ooh.
And I couldn't walk. And I gained 35 pounds.
Okay.
And
this was all, it sounds like it was that just it was tough just, 2 year period of time.
It just was just snowballing on me. Ugh. And I literally was at this tipping point where I'd lost my range of motion. I didn't have any kind of endurance. I was having trouble tying my shoes and my balance was getting off. Yeah. And I have two knee replacements. Mm. And I literally got to the point where I was using my husband's cane.
Oh,
I was afraid to walk, you know, out with Nellie. I was afraid of tripping. I fell twice. I got 12 stitches. I broke my finger. And then I sat down and I said, you know, Vicky, you are going to either A, have a sedentary life, or you're going to get yourself back together and get going again. So I got on the internet and started looking for wellness places.
Wow.
And I was looking here, there, and everywhere, and SkyTerra came up. And two things that just really pulled me into SkyTerra right away. One was they accepted dogs. That was a big one because Nellie was at this point my absolute lifeline to any kind of happiness.
Yeah.
And another reason for me to get going, I wanted, you know, her to be healthy, not only just me. And then the other thing was this tagline that said, we meet you where you are. And all I kept thinking was, it's going to really suck. Sorry, but it's going to suck to be SkyTerra because I am a hot mess. And I don't know if these people, you know, even know physical therapy, but I need that. I was that far gone.
You had felt your mobility had gotten that compromised.
It really had. I drove down here from Maryland where I lived, and I took two breaks and stopped at hotels. And every time I was afraid of falling. I was in, you know, Blacksburg or Waynesboro, and I'd be walking, you know, I was afraid of tripping over a curb or a cobblestone or anything. Literally, when I came into the door in that first week of SkyTerra. So that's what got me.
Yeah, and I remember when Vicky first arrived, and the way you're describing it, it just adds more detail to what I didn't truly know maybe in the very beginning, because especially seeing you today and all the changes that we're going to speak to. Number one, it sounds like you got to a place where you had made a decision. Like your vulnerability already in our time together is amazing. Just to hear that you're struggling with grief, the pandemic had hit you, and then you had seen this tremendous loss in just your physical capability. And it sounds like you had maybe lost confidence even when you're going out and doing things. And I think that's what's so interesting to maybe explore today is like, man, like everyone deserves to be able to walk and move without that fear of falling. And I just can't wait to talk more about that. So what was your first week like when you got here? We do remember that cane.
Yeah.
So tell us, what was that first week like?
Well, when I got here the first night, I was like, oh my gosh, this kind of reminded me. I mean, the campus is gorgeous, first of all. And my cabin is 700 square feet of pure heaven. I love it. And Nellie was so happy to be here. And just it's just beautiful, you know, in this little mountain area. But I ended up the first day being really frustrated and angry and upset with myself. At how far I had let myself go. And I just remembered one of the first strength training classes, trying to do something, and I was almost in the verge of tears. And somehow or another, Mitchell, one of the trainers here who is just amazing, kind of just leaned in and very quietly said to me, if you can't do that, you can do this. And I just was so relieved. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that happened to me over and over again that week, not only from the team members here, but from the other people in my class, my classmates. You know,
how you call them classmates.
They
so cool.
We were cheering each other on. And, you know, and there was just so much camaraderie and so much of, you know, the same people on the same mission. And, you know, in Mitchell's words that day, they were just like the golden ticket for me.
Well, I can't wait for Mitchell to listen to this recording because Mitchell has sort of that soft touch where, like, he may not be the most, like, in-your-face type of trainer. There's level of kindness that I'm so glad you experienced in the very beginning that I do think it gave you the confidence to keep going from what I'm hearing.
He does. He has this intuition and this compassion that is palpable. It was, and like I said, it meant the world to me, and it encouraged me to push on.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that was your initial like first week experience. And then also to your point, the camaraderie of the classmates.
I love that.
I think in my experience with the Lou Smart program, I am so inspired with every group that comes through here. It's just something that, man, you feel it. You can just feel what you just said, Vicky. Everybody is on the same mission. And it's not going to be in the same exact way, but if you're trying to kick the cane or if you're trying to lose weight or work less, whatever it is, man, you just see the focus from everybody in that group. It's amazing.
It really is. I see so many people, they get off their blood pressure medicine. Mm-hmm. They're it's just so many tremendous changes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So after your first week and as you think about those initial weeks of your experience and maybe that first 4 to 6 weeks that you were with us, what was it what you were expecting? Was it like, was what happened here the reality of what you received in the beginning or just what you had anticipated?
There were some things that I didn't expect here. And one of the major benefits that I got that I didn't expect was I called people my classmates in a lot of the Lou Smart program, but I ended up with this bonus gift, which is this little mini tribe from that first 6 weeks. We have SkyTerra tribe, people who, you know, keep coming back, but my little mini tribe are, you know, made up of, you know, like-minded, health-focused individuals that I met, and we cheer each other on outside of SkyTerra. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I received a letter from one of my mini tribe, and she sent me like these little mini workouts, and I think the card said, "You're on fire." You know, it's just, I mean, we've had Zoom meetings, we've, you know, text and email, and there's other life things, you know, children's operations and, you know, relationship issues and things outside of SkyTerra that we help each other with. But we've really become a bonded group of SkyTerra tribe girls.
That's great to hear.
That is really cool.
And there's a lot of cool SkyTerra tribe guys here, too, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
I've met a lot of fabulous men in the Lou Smart program. Which,
I think that's a cool mix too, because sometimes it feels like maybe that wouldn't be at the, either there'd be slight differences between men and women. But it's that same thing. There's just this level of like interest and care for one another that I see week in and week out. And Vicky, not to like toot your horn or anything on air, I'm like you just coming back here and seeing your interactions with the group, it's like there's a new level of confidence and she is now like that lead classmate. And you can see just when she shares and when she talks to other people, it's coming from a place of from her heart and not just about like, look at me. And I think that's really important for listeners to hear that, like, you know, making a lifestyle change can mean more than just how it impacts your life. It can impact those around you. And Vicky, I mean, shout out to you. I do think you do that.
I mean, she's literally infectious. Like you can see it in the groups of people that she's around.
Thank you.
For real. And I'm looking around the podcast room right now, and I don't see that cane anywhere.
No, I probably would have burned it, except for it did belong to my husband. So it does have a dear, but it is in storage in Maryland. I am in between two houses. That's another quick little side story.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
My old house on the island where I lived on the 16 anchors and was isolated wasn't serving me because I sold this wonderful family home that I love dearly. And part of the reason why is I needed a healthier lifestyle. So I am moving to a 55 plus active community.
Love it.
Where I'll have 40 miles of walking trails, a clubhouse, a gym, swimming pools.
You're not
going to
like
courts.
This at all, Vicky. This doesn't sound like the place for you.
Torture. So torture me. Throw me in that briar patch.
Right.
Yes. But it's another trajectory that, you know, I want a path I want my life on. This next chapter is going to be about, you know, how do I improve, you know, my health? And
it's a nice example you bring up, like the fact that you sold a home that meant a lot to you.
Right.
And have now put yourself in a place with the environment that you want to be in that's going to support how you want to live. I mean, that's the thing that you can't measure at SkyTerra. It's the decision making that individuals make after SkyTerra that truly changes their life.
Hi, everyone. It's Rachel Colasino, SkyTerra's marketing director. I hope you've been inspired by Vicky's journey, as we all have been, and I wanted to let you know how you too can find your success in Lose Smart at a savings of $2,800. Starting this Friday, yes, this Friday, September 3rd, through the end of Labor Day, book a Lose Smart stay at SkyTerra for any time in November through February and save $2,800. This deal is only available by phone and only during the Labor Day weekend. So mark your calendar, visit SkyTerraWellness.com and call 828-705-3026. That's 828-705-3026 to book your stay. Now back to the show.
Now, Alan alluded to that you got rid of the cane. It's mm-hmm. in storage. Could you tell us more about your results? And, you know, results are always, in my opinion, a side benefit to what people get from SkyTerra. But some of our listeners might be interested in all you've achieved from the body composition perspective, from the changes in your cardio benchmark.
Right.
Do you want to share with listeners just the improvements after your first 4 to 6 week stay and where you're at today?
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely lost pounds. There's no doubt about that. And I gained some muscle. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. I was having trouble getting in and out of a chair. Mm. I was, you know, like I said, I was walking with the cane. I was having trouble tying on my shoes. I was getting to the point where I was literally having trouble dressing myself. That's awful for someone. I'm 63 years old and I felt like I was 93. Mm-hmm. So I've got my independence back. I walk over 10,000 steps.
Wow.
Like 10,000 miles, man. I know. Vicky,
well, you should be the hiking guy.
I know. So, but I breathe better. I stand better. My clothes fit better. Another really, you know, kind of little ego boost is people see me and they're like, wow, you know, what have you been doing? Where have you, you know, what do you have going on? Even my family, when I was out officiating the wedding in the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. I weighed, when I went out to officiate the wedding, exactly what I weighed 4 years ago when I saw everybody.
Wow.
But they thought I looked like I had lost weight. And
even
they were
more,
like, oh,
right.
yeah. And I think it's because I was standing taller. I was moving better.
And you're doing different things, too. Like the strength training, I think. Like, that's where it's like sometimes the mm-hmm. same weight, people can look different and people feel that. So it's interesting that they even saw that.
Yeah.
Well, and even you all teach exercise in a way, like even your squats and mm-hmm. things like that. You just make sure that we're on point with our, you know. And so getting in and out of a chair is not an issue anymore. I can, you mm-hmm. know, do squats now.
Yeah,
and
one thing to add to that, Vicky, I've seen is like it was literally on Monday this week, like her depth of her squat, like it used to be, you know, a decent amount of inches, but now it's like closer to the 10-mile inches we were just talking about, where she's basically almost breaking parallel, which that's literally what the human body was designed to do. And those are the types of evolutions, like results, that I love seeing.
I'm off blood pressure medication.
Oh,
sweet. When did that happen?
Right before this visit.
Okay.
Before I got back. And while I was away, by the way, in the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. while I was walking, you were walking with me because I could hear your walk-run class, Jeff. And so I'm like, okay, Jeff says pull, go. And then Lindsay was the dietitian nutritionist here was talking to me over, you know, on my Pacific Northwest trip, helping me, you know, make good food choices and mindfully eat. So the benefits, you know, I'm taking them everywhere when I'm on campus and off campus.
Do you have any mindset benefits that you've gained from the Reverend in regards to recreation?
Over here, this guy, first of all, I have fly fished with him. His fly fishing cast is something to behold. It's like the river runs through it on steroids. I mean, it's just
so
beautiful.
Sweet.
And I caught a lot of fish.
We did do that, yes.
We
you
did.
Kept my 100% success rate so far.
Yeah, I caught, I snagged 5, brought in 4, kissed 4, and put them back.
Yep.
And the archery, I mean, Alan, you're just a good teacher, too.
Appreciate
and
that.
I've heard you referred to as a billy goat as far as the hikes. I've never been on the advanced hikes, but And I know also personally, you know, how much you've touched other people's lives and my mini tribe. And, you know, you all weave, you know, places into our hearts that I think are kind of indelible. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Vicky. And it, what I'm really hearing is it just sounds like you're able to shift some of our guide, like our individual, you know, one-liners, as I call them,
yeah.
And keep those like top of mind. And so it's like that mindset has stayed with you, which, I mean, that's a huge result if we really think about it, of like being able to maintain that for you and to pick up those little nuggets from everybody on the team here.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen, go ahead. I think we got a few more questions for Vicky.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of alluded to like what you were doing while you were in the Pacific Northwest once you left. So you were here for 6 weeks, you were gone for a while, and now you're back. What other routines have you kind of implemented that you learned while you're here in your time that you're gone, and you know, how have those affected you?
One is definitely walking, and a really fun thing I found to do. Okay, I came here walking with the cane.
Yeah.
When I drove away from here, remember I was in Blacksburg and Waynesboro, I went back to those same places where I was afraid of the cobblestones, afraid of the curbs, this, that, and the other thing. And I looked up online walking trails, and I took Nellie and we did the Blue Ridge Mountain Tunnel Trail.
Okay.
By ourselves and no cane. And so,
yes.
And then when I was in the Pacific Northwest, I was in the middle of the Cascade Mountains in a little village called Leavenworth. And I looked up online their walking trails, and I walked fish hatcheries and islands and,
nice.
You know, all these beautiful places. And so that's part of, you know, what I took with me. The other thing is every single morning I do my own version of Connect, which I stretch with Nellie. Nellie does her little yoga dog, down dog, whatever
yeah.
stretch. And then I incorporate stretches from that I learned here in the Connect classes, and the breathing, and
nice.
Just so many different things. The food choices I make, and the SkyTerra plate. There's, you know, and the voices that I hear. I don't know, I'm hearing voices, but they're all these healthy little, you know,
uh-huh.
happy little, you know, angel voices that I hear that I take along with me that just keep me in my tribe. You know, just so much of SkyTerra is woven into my life now, and I'm so grateful for it.
Man,
it really just sounds like freedom is what you have. I mean, like, would you have done any of those trails or anything before?
It wouldn't have even occurred to me. No, I can tell you exactly what I would have been doing before. And this is another thing that I don't do anymore. I don't sit in a chair and watch TV all day.
Nice.
Before SkyTerra, I was on a constant news drip, which is depressing in itself.
Oh, yeah. I remember you speaking to this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I was just over, you know, depressed with, you know, the world and this and that. So now I only allow myself a little bit of news, and I listen to more music. I get out in the air. Totally different from before. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that I think was that like chain reaction habit that you kind of put some boundaries around. So it's good to hear that that's like no longer a daily routine, because you filled your time with walking, you know, your meal choices have improved. And then of course that morning Connect class, breathing, stretching, doing that all on your own. And I mean, just going back to like, now you have this level of support. So there's more social interactions throughout your daily routine, it sounds like, with that tribe of yours.
Yeah.
Right. And my new house isn't quite built. It'll be ready for me to move in October.
Nice.
But I'm already setting up my intentions for that house and how I'm going to incorporate things that I learned here from SkyTerra there as well. You know, so yeah.
Love it. So you're like thinking like different environments in the house to do some of these different things?
I'm already, oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I'm jealous.
We're going to have to go and crash this house.
Yes.
You're more than welcome. Yes. We could have SkyTerra at my house too.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, I've already built a little gym area. I already have some of the equipment. I'm getting a little more equipment, and I do have those walking trails. And the other thing is I want to attract into my life like-minded people from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'm going to be very conscious of that as well.
Yeah.
Before SkyTerra life, it was, you know, the wine and the eating, the debaucherous life. Now I'm going to have the healthfully minded life. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Very exciting. Well, I think we're getting close to the end of our time. I mean, this has been amazing, like hearing your story, Vicky. And sharing that with folks who tune into the podcast. Now, making the decision to come to SkyTerra in the first place is a huge decision.
Right.
It's a commitment to yourself, not only just financially, but time, our most precious quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And so my final question, Alan might have one more for you, but what advice do you have for anyone who's like considering Lose Smart or considering like making a change in their life? What advice do you have for that person who's maybe where you were 2 years ago and in a tough place and trying to figure out what's next? Because from what I heard in our conversation today, there's something that triggered you and there was something that, hey, this is what this place was going to be able to do for me. And so let me ask it super clear. What's the advice you have for anyone who's thinking about making that lifestyle change?
Well, I love the Nike slogan, just do it.
Yeah.
But you know, the reality is this place does not have a magic wand.
Yes.
And so you really need to do some deep soul searching and you really need to, you know, evaluate yourself and take a personal inventory of where you are and where you want to be. This place has the tools. They have, you know, all the staff that is amazing, you know, the culinary team, every part of this place, from housekeeping to groundskeeping, you know, these people rock it. The problem is, you know, you have got to want it. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, you know, and especially when you're stuck in just a, you know, a hopeless rut. But they have it. But you got to, you know, stick your courage to the sticking post and get the gumption and push. And that's the main thing. I have seen a couple of guests who came thinking that there was, you know, some magic here that, you know, they could just sprinkle on their head. And you know, that's not the case.
Right.
We have the magic within us, but we got to figure out the formula to bring it out. And they have the tools to help us. But, you know, we have to do the grunt work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it.
I think that's incredible advice. I mean, the want has to be there, the push, as you said.
Yeah.
And it's like the tools and the guide is here. At the same time, let's not diminish how much effort and how much push you've put into these changes.
Absolutely.
I think everyone heard it earlier in our time together, but literally the last day of her first day, she went out and did a 5K.
Yes, I did.
The White Squirrel 5K.
Yes,
I did. She got
her
t-shirt, she got her medal, and it's like, she did that. We didn't do that. We are the supporting cast here. And the reality is the effort that Vicky put in and day out, the participation and just putting herself first while she was here and doing the things she knew she wanted to do to improve her life is the reason like you've experienced all this success and these changes today.
I know you can't see me smiling from ear to ear, but I am smiling from ear to ear. And yes, I did. And I love that. I came here with a cane and I left with a trophy from the White Squirrel 5K in Brevard.
Yes.
And a t-shirt.
And you did the SkyTerra 5K this past weekend, right?
And it was a blast and I loved it. And poor Nelly, because yes, we were on campus and Nelly was trying to sniff and run. And I was like, no, stay on task. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And Nelly finished probably about 20 seconds before me. So, but yeah.
That's incredible. It really is. And I mean, Vicky, I can't speak enough to your time here. There's not a ton of people that you meet in your life that you can see from across a room and you're already smiling before you even interact with those people. You are one of those people for me. And you are truly an inspiration and your time here, it's been awesome.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
Yeah. And just to close out, Vicky, anything you want our listeners to remember?
You got this. You know, there's a place for you here. You know, if you're to the point like I was, there is hope. I'd love to share my experience with you. I'd love, you know, is what Jeff was saying earlier. If I can share what I got here, I'm so happy to do it because I don't want to keep this all to myself. That's what I would say.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky. Well, this has been a blast. We have enjoyed having you on, Vicky. Thank you so much for taking this time to share your story with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
keep those routines rolling. So excited for your new house. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to stay at SkyTerra until October, until your house is ready, just for the record.
Absolutely.
My home away from home.
The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our host, Jeff Ford, and our guest, Vicky Love, for sharing her incredible LoseSmart journey with us. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.